Okay, today's daf is Menachos, daf Yud Zayin. And we are on the last word on Tez Zayin Mabez, as we get into the end of the second parak, beginning of the third parak, Hakomets, Hakomets Zut, Hakomets Rabbah, as we read the last Amud of the parak. So here we go. Amri Harife de Pumpadisa. So we are talking about issues of matirin, as we spoke about the different processes of karbanos, where you have different avodos involved. You have two kvasim that relate to the shtei halechem. We have the lavona and the komets that have to do with general minchas. We have the bazichin that have to do with the lechem apanim. A lot of different types of minchas that are discussed here, all in the context of pigel. That's really what we started at the end of the first parak, and all of these mishmayas continue discussing the machlokes between the Remeir and the Chachamim about mafaglin b'chatzi matir and what is considered mafagal b'chatzi matir. So let's see how the Gemara continues. Amri Harife de Pumpadisa. The sharp ones of Pumpadisa said, remember that the last amud of the in the first parak of Sanhedrin discusses every time we have a phrase of like this, Harife de Pumpadisa and the like, it refers to certain Amoraim. So there Rashi quotes the Gemara there, Daf Yud Zayin Mabez, Eifa va Abimi, B'nei Rechava de Pumpadisa. Okay, the sharp ones of Pumpadisa say as follows. Haktara mifageles haktara. So we will have a machlokas about this. The Harif of Pumpadisa say that it is possible for haktara to be mifageles haktara. What does that mean? That means when I'm burning the komets, when I'm being mocked to the komets, if I think about burning the lavona, la'achar zman, that can create pigel. Even though those are, so to speak, two matirim, and they work together in order to be matir the shirayim, but in terms of one to the other, the Harif de Bebedisa hold that works. Haktara mifagelas haktara. The burning of the komets with kavana to burn the lavona, la'achar zmano, would create pigel. Rashi notes, but didn't we just say yesterday and the day before that one matir cannot be befagel the other matir? Right, we mentioned that in the Mishnah. So it says Rashi, Haktar mefagelas haktara, hiktir komets almanas lachtir lavona lachrasman pigel. V'yafalgav de'ein matir mefagelas amatir v'lo dami l'shocheides akeves le'echol mechavir olamachar. Right, what happens? We had already, and we're going to have Bez Hashem in a couple of minutes, that if I shecht one keves of the kivsei atzeres brought on shvuas in order to eat the other la'achar zman that is not pigel, ein matir mefagel as matir. So here we're talking about two matirin. So what's the difference? Answers the Rashi. What's the difference in the cases? Hasam lo ikvu ubechad mana. Those are separate matirim. Even though they work together, they're separate and they wouldn't affect the other one because they were not sanctified within one kli, b'chad mana. Hacha ikvu b'chad mana. Here they were connected and nikva in one kli. The lavona is put into the same kli. It's not mixed together with the soles, but it's put together with this in the same kli. So that creates a bond, and that bond is enough to say one is befagel the other. Interesting, we might have said the opposite. We've seen this far in the past. The more connected something is, they have to work in tandem, and they can't affect each other, right, if they're in the same kli. But here the Gemara is saying this far, in this direction, according to Harifi de Pumpadisa, because they were in the same kli, so that is enough to be mefaga one to the other. The Chiddushi Rashba here, you know, quoted here in the Sif HaSakenim, quotes that maybe it's only if you're think about pigel in the haktara of the entire komets. The entire komets. Only part of the komets might not be enough because you have to think about something significant itself, right? That wouldn't be good enough to be mefagel in only a part of it, right? So in the Biur HaDaf here, they quote, so what about if you're maktir part of the komets amanas lahaktir the other part of the komets la'acharzbano? Would that be good enough? Or would that be too close? Right, one kli works. What about the same item? So maybe according to that idea, like the Rashba just said, that would not work because they have to have something significant in the avoda that you're thinking in and the avoda that you're thinking about. Both of them have to be something significant. So here, that's why he says maybe in kol ha komets, because then that you would still have that significant in each one. But just in part, one would not. So, and the Gemara continues, the Harif of Pumpadisa continue, v'yafilo Rabbanan da Amri, ein mefaglan b'chatzi matir, even according to the Rabbanan that say that you're not mafaga b'chatzi matir, let's say in the case of Kometz and Lavona, thinking about Shirayim, right, like we said, or in the previous Mishnah, right, pick up a Kometz v'lo b'Lavona, or the opposite, the Rabbanan said, no, ein bo kares as shifagel b'chal ha-matir, or Echem ben Akfasim, or the whole previous Mishnah on Daf Pezayin. So even though they say that, hanimi le'echa d'chishi be b'shirayim, u'lavona b'milsa kaima. That's only when do we think about, when do we consider the Chatzi Matir? If you thought about the Shirayim, during the Haktara of the Kometz, I think about the Shirayim, and the Lavona is nothing. It's just standing there, and I don't have any thoughts about or during that. Ulavona b'milsa kaima. So then Pigel is only involved in half of the Matir, in the Haktara of the Kometz. So that's called Chatzi Matir, and that's why it does not create pigel. Aval hacha, the chishiv la belavona. But here, both matirim are involved in the pigel. One as a attacker and one as a victim, so to speak, right? One as a mafagel and one as a mispagel. But still, that's good enough. Kama the chishiv be bekule matir dami. That's good enough, right? And this gets to the issue then of what the problem is of ein mafaglin b'chatzi matir. Right, the problem is that, according to the Rabbanan, maybe that one part of the process is perfect. It's not related to Bigel at all. But here it is related to Bigel. Doesn't matter if it's on the giving or the receiving end. According to the Harifi, the Bupadisa, it is good enough to be called Bigel, and they would say that there is no problem of Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir. We'll see the other day that argues, again, that might have a different understanding of that principle. Amar Rava Afanana Mitanina. Rava said, we also learned it back in the Mishnah earlier. Said the Mishnah at the end of the previous parak, the end of the first parak. Remember, Daf Yud Gimel started Hakometz Zuta. At the end of the first parak, we had the Mishnah that relates similar with the parallel Mishnah in Zvachim, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Hakometz V'nosim B'Kli. V'hamolech v'hamaktir, if I do any of the four avodos, le'echol davar shadarko le'echol, u'lahaktir davar shadarko lahaktir, chutz l'mkomo, pasol v'yim bokaris. Chutz lizmano, pigo v'chayav alav kares. That's the rule. If I do any of the avodas, that was the first Mishnah regarding pigo that got us into these dafim about pigo. So my lav. So you have all of them in a line. My lav compared haktara dum yedahanach. Shouldn't we compare the haktara, the last of the avodos, similar to all the other ones? Malahanach. Mahanach, just like the other ones, bein le'echol, bein lahakdir, just like all the other ones, the kmitza, the komet, the kmitza, and the holacha, and the kabbalah, it could be about, with a kavana, to think about eating the shirayim, la'acharzmano, or about thinking about being makter the lavona, la'acharzmano. Either one, so af haktara, so to haktara, bein le'echol, bein lahakdir, so to haktara. Wouldn't that also be about eating the Shirayim lacharzmano, or burning the Lavona lacharzmano. So wouldn't we compare? So the Gemara says, no, that's not such a raya, right? A raya has to be foolproof. This isn't mukhrach lo. Hanach ben lecho ben lahakter. It could be that the earlier ones are only, are regarding both, to eating the Shirayim lacharzmano and being maktir the komet, the Lavona lacharzmano. Hakdara lecho lin lahakter lo. Don't have to say that all the cases of pigel apply to both instances. So that is all Charifi de Bupadisa that hold Haktara, Mifageles, Haktara. The Kometz could affect the Lavona. Yosef Rabban Ashi Bar Gadda, Kameda Abaya, Vyosef Kamar, Mishvedar of Chizda. Rav Chizda argues, Ein Haktara, Mifageles, Haktara. Not true. Right? Haktara cannot be Mifagel, Haktara. Why? Because it's a problem similar to the idea of Ein Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir. Via Filu Rebbe Meir, De Amar Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir, and it's the opposite. Even according to Rebbe Meir, who says Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir, Hanimili Hecha Dechishiv Behu B'shirayim De Kometz Matir De Tu. According to Rebbe Meir, who says Mefaglin, you can be Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir. So generally, if I think during the Kometz about the Shirayim, if I think during the Lavona about the Shirayim, that would be okay. The Kometz Matir did too, because the Kometz is Matir the Shirayim. So then I'm thinking, I can think about even half the Matir, but I have to think about what it's being Matir. Aval Hacha, the Kometz La Matir de Lavona Hu, but really the Kometz is not the Matir of the Lavona. We mentioned earlier, I could be, as long as I do the Kmitza first, once I do the Kmitza, I could be Matir either one first. I can be Maktir the Kometz. I can be Maktir the Lavona. That's one is not Matir the other one. So lo Matzi Mefagel Bay. So that is not Mefagel. So again, we've limited each of the Shitas. Even Rabbi Meir, who holds Mefagel the Bechatzi Matir, it has to be direct between the Matir and the item that is usually Hutar. Right? You have to have at least that. At least half the Matir to the item that is Hutar. But if you don't have that, you can't connect the two Matirim to each other. And the Rabbanan, according to the Charifim B'Badisa, say the opposite. That even if you say, that's only where there is no pigol relating to it, either of the Matirim. But if both of the Matirim are involved in the pigol, that would be good enough. Amale Abaya, Ani Mare, Mishbe Derav. When Abaya heard this, and he heard this from Rav Menashe Bargada, who said in the name of Chizda, he said, answer me, my master, Mishbe Derav. Did you hear this in the name of Rav? Amale Yin. He said, yeah, I did. He only quoted it in the name of Rav Chizda. That was the question. Did you hear it in the name of Rav? Amar Le'in, he answers yes. Ask the Sfasemes, so why didn't he say Rav? Right, if he heard it in the name of Rav, and only his Talmud said, so why didn't you say Rav? So that's what the Sfasemes says here. At the end of the parak, Yesh Ladaktik, Lama lo Amar Be'emes Bishvei de Rav. Vahagam de Yesh Lomar. And even though, yes, you might say, Daha Omer Dover B'Shem Amro Hu Rak Lamisha Shama Hu Mimenu, you might have said, the principle mentioned at the end of Pirkei Avos, which we'll see soon, that says you always have to repeat things in the name of the person who you heard it from. Maybe that only applies if you heard it from the person, the source. If I heard it from the person who said it, I have to repeat it in his name. What if I heard it from someone else in his name? Do I have to repeat it in the original source's name? So maybe you'd say not, says the Sfas Emes. Oh, Hagam Diyesh Lomer, Domer, Domer B'Shem Amra, Hu Rak L'Misha Shama Hu Mimenu. Aval Misha Shama Meha Mashmielo Ein Tzorach L'Haskir Shmo. Right, so maybe you'd say, that's why you didn't say Rav. And he said, Ukimidumeli Shepa Gemara Ba'atzmo Estafku Bazeh Be'ezah Makom. So I'm not sure, he writes here, I'm not sure, I think the Gemara had this suffix in one place, and then in parentheses it says, Nazir Nunvav. So I'm not sure if he then added that in. I'm not sure. Okay, Nazir Nunvav. The Bekiai Gavna. Remember the Gemara in Nazir? This is where we discussed this a couple of years ago. The Gemara there says, in Nazir Nunvav Amid Beis, Kol Shmaitza Dimis Amra Bebeitzlasa Kadmoy Ubasroi Amrinan Mitzioi Lo Amrinan. Verse even say the opposite. Let's say you heard it from Ruvain in the name of Shimon in the name of Levi. Levi originally said something, but Ruvain told you. So do I have to quote Reuven in the name of Shimon in the name of Levi? So very often in the Gemara we do have that. Right? Often in the Gemara we'll have Amar of this, Amar of that, Amar of that, Amar of that. Right? We have it. But the Gemara says, technically, there in Nun Vav, you have to quote the original source and the last one you heard it from. Not everybody in the middle. Call right Kadmoy Basroy Amrinan, Mitzioi Lo Amrinan. That's what he says. Right? Rashi says there. Rashi in Nazir. Amr Shvamina called Mishai Dev Zamar Beitlasa, Deshlishi Shema Vishani Vishani Mirishon, Dahai Man Deboy Lamemar, Lahai Milsa, Lomitztarcha Lamemar, Ela Kamoya Basroi, Umitzioi Lo, Kiditsan Bimastisa, like there, the example given in the Mishnah. We have to figure out exactly what the svar for that would be. But either way, getting back to our Sfas Emes first. So Sfas Emes says, so maybe that's the issue there in the Gemara. So he should have said, Havi Lo Lamar Mishpe the Rav. He should have mentioned Rav, so I don't understand why he didn't. Avokan, Efshar Lomar says this Fasemes, maybe this is why he didn't. De Be'emes, Rav Omar Stam, Ein Haktar Mefagelas Haktara, Kahakti Itmar Nami. Right, Rav just said that one line of Haktara Mefagelas Haktara. Like the next line of the Gemara, just read the next line of the Gemara for a moment. Itmar Nami Amar of Chizam Arav, Ein Haktar Mefagelas Haktara. So that's all Rav said. Rav said that first line. Rav Chizde added on, even according to Rabbi Meir. Aval Rav Chizda, most of Levar Dafilu Rabbi Meir Ka'amar, V'taymo Mishum de Mistaver Le Svara, De Charife De Pumpadisa, De Mitzar Chatzi Matir Ein Lahakshir. Because thinking about the Svara Pumpadisa, Mitzar Chatzi Matir, it shouldn't be Makshir. Kivan De Irev Gam Lavona B'Makshav Aso. El Al Karchav Taime De Rav, Mishum Dafilu Rabbi Meir Ein Zepig O'Klau, Kivan Da Lavona Lo Hutar Al Yedei Kometz. V'lachein Amar Rak Mishum Rav Chizda Mishum Seifa De Milsa. The additional point was from Rav Chizda. Rav said the original point, but he was quoting the Chiddush point. Added on to that, the Afilu Rabbi Meir line asked why he didn't quote that from Rav. He quoted that from Rav Chizda. The idea of Omer Dever B'Shem Amro we've quoted in the past, but again, it's been a little while, so let's just review one or two of the thoughts. Rabbi Lau, in his Sefer on Pirkei Avot discusses, this is the last of the Kinyan Torah. We have in the Mishnah about Kinyan Torah, the 48 items Shatorah Niknes Bahem. There's a minhag to learn one each day of Sfiras HaOmer. And the last day, either review all of them or Tadavin. As the Gemara says, everything Gemara and the Mesechas Nida. Whatever we want in life, we have to do our Rishtablus and we have to daven. So the 48 days are focusing on all of these kinyanim, Dipa Chaverim and Miyat Shena and Miyat Sicha and all of those. And the last day is to daven. Okay. But the last one is Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amro. So that's the last one on the list. So what exactly is the message? Madua Esra Belayah when Yachal Yisrael. Madua Zehu Tanai L'Kinyan Torah. Ketzan Midazu Toremes L'Kinyan Torah. How does this add? So he says, you might have said, well, if you go above and beyond, Hashem will go above and beyond, but it's not above and beyond. Midazu enami midas chasidus, el chova gemura. This is a chova. Because if I say something without giving the proper, ascribing it to the one who said it, it's considered a gzela, says Rabbi Lau. Right? If somebody thinks that it's me. Kasher adamein omer said the varim b'shem omram, ela bishmo, ela obeishihu nosin tchusha. So again, if I said it, I don't remember who I said this from, or I just quote, I once heard, said I'm not stealing it, but I'm still not giving the credit. At least that prevents gzela. But what exactly is the reason? So suggest he has a couple of suggestions. One, he says, Rashis, it could be that if somebody's makpid to always focus on someone else, so maybe that will be mizares them to come up with their own chidushim. They're always quoting other people's chidushim. Right, so and so. So maybe that will encourage them to focus on learn better themselves. Hadam hamakpid litzatei tamid b'shem Rav Ploni or b'shem Sefer Almoni margish chova lehish tadeo lechadish miatzmo hu chodesha yom yishema yomur alav kienem masuga lechadish meuma. Right, maybe people think machshava zulavado yish bakadei ledarvan es haadam. A person could be directed lehish tadeo b'kibunze lo modu lashkia ma'amas miyuchakadei lechadish beatzmo. Okay, lahavdil mimenu adam shema achay zeni atzibur shegoni midivrayim shalachirim. If I'm only always quoting other people's Torah in my own name, ein lo goreim mid darvan lo modu lachadish meatzmo. I have no chizuk, I have no encouragement because I'm getting all the credit right now. I'm just using other people's Torah. But the question though is what about geula? Why is the dafka maybe geula laolam? Right. Well, what's that? Why is that a specific zchus? Kasher tavo a geula. Nizkel his gashmus devri anavi. So maybe also, it's related to his first idea. If I focus on chidushim and I use it to encourage myself to be mechadish in Torah, but we know when Mashiach comes, it'll be the ultimate das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there'll be chidushim Torah all over. Right? That's the pasuk in Yishayahu. V'yatzachotem igeza Yishai v'chulu kimalah haaretz de'as Hashem kamaim lahem machasim. Right. So maybe that's what we focus on. But then he quotes a little more specific. A little more specific. And that is, again, not specifically about this, but basically where the placement of this midah is. Right? We have in this Mishnah, again, at the end of Parakinyan Torah, major midos that we have to focus on. Like lifelong goals. Makir es makomo. Sameach bechelko. Lev tov. Emunas chachamim. Kabbalas yisurin. Erech apayim, mi derech eretz, and then we have ha'omer darim shem amro, maybe go olam. It's like after all of these, right? This is it. This is the top. So yes, there are pshatim that talk about that, which we'll say. But Rabbi Lau suggesting maybe even not. It is a small little thing, but the key is that even such a little thing is maybe go olam, and we have to realize every little thing we do has amazing effects in shemayim, even if it's just saying over words of Torah in somebody else's name. Right, according to this, there's nothing inherent about this one. It's just picking something small in order to say that even every small idea. And of course, is the Mordechai the Esther. If you look in the Matnas Chaim, Rabbi Matzio Solomon, this we've quoted in the past, in his Sefer on Moadim, he says no. Homer Damshim Omro is a Mida Chashuva Ugedola. Not just, oh, it's a little thing at the end, which says even this brings the Geula, but he quotes this from from others based on an unbelievable medrash. Right? The medrash says, where's the medrash? Yeah, the medrash says, the medrash Tanchuma, right? It's against what we, how we usually understand the story. Right? We know that when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Midian and Yisro asks his daughters, why'd you come so quickly today? And they said, Ish Mitzri Yisilanu Miad Aroim. Right, the Egyptian man helped us. And then one medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for that because he was called an Ish Mitzri. You're an Ish Mitzri, right? You're an Ish from Eretz Yisrael, right? Ish Mitzri, right? So the, even though he was not never there, but interesting, he's still held accountable for not identifying as an Ish Eretz Yisrael. But Ish Mitzri, so because of that, he wasn't zochah to be buried there, unlike Yosef HaTzadik, who was. Okay, that's one medrash. There's another medrash. Medrash Tanhuma. Mashallah echad shen nashcho ha'arod, v'hayarotz litein ragla b'mayim. Somebody was bitten by some type of animal, and he runs to the water to put his foot in the water to be able to wash it out. When he gets to the water, he sees a little baby drowning in the water. He saves the baby. Right, and the child says, right, wow, you saved my life. Without you, you wouldn't have saved my life. And the guy says, don't thank me. Thank the animal that bit me. What does that mean? Thank the animal that bit me. He recognizes that he's just a tool. Kach amru benos Yisrael l'Moshe. Moshe, Yasha Kochachashi, Sialtanam Yad Aroim. They tell Moshe, thank you for saving me. Moshe says, don't thank me. Thank the Egyptian that almost killed me in Egypt that made me run here. And that's why I'm here, and that's why I'm able to save you. What's the message? Moshe Rabbeinu never took credit for himself. No matter what, Moshe, he always saw himself as just a tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'omer Dabar B'Shem Amro means where I don't take the credit for myself in life. And if I always recognize that I'm only a tool, then Hashem will bring Geula through me. That's what maybe Geula L'Olam is. After all, what's the source? The source is the Pasuk in the Megillah, right? In the Esther, when Esther told Achashverosh b'shem Mordechai about Bigson and Zeresh, right? So what happened once she did that? Maybe Geula L'Olam. She was Zocha to be the tool of Geula. It wasn't Stam that... even this midah, but Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu, Dafka Esther Hamalka, because they had the attitude of never taking the credit for themselves. That's why Hashem was maybe Geula V'Olam through that. That's what the Maharal, right, quotes the Maharal in Derech Chaim in Pirkei Avos. Yesh Ladas, and then we'll get back to the next line. Yesh Ladas Ki Kasher Kadosh Baruch Hu Maybe Geula Hashem Yisbarach Rotze Sheyedu Ki Hu Yisbarach Paal. Hashem, when Geula happens, He wants everybody to realize. The Brios to realize that he is the Goel. V'lo yomru lo Hashem Yisbarach Paul Kozos. Rach chachmasam va'otzem yadam. V'chein timza begulas Mitzrayim. Right, what does it say over and over again in the Mitzrayim story? V'yedu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. Bo si esom in Mitzrayim. V'yedu ki ani Hashem b'chala ein kamoni b'chala aretz. Right, all those psukim. Ula fichach im lo haisa Esther ba'alas mida zos. Litzlos hadavar b'misheroi litzlosa v'haisa chas v'shalom omeris liYisrael ani asisi. Barof Chachmasi, Kadel his Kadel his Faer, Lohaisa Esther Ruya Shetava Gul Al Yada. Shashem Yisbarach Rotse Lohodia Hachesed Vahatov, Shu Yisbarach Ose Im Yisrael. But once Esther told Achashverosh Mordechai, Vahaya Efshar La Lomar Lomelech Aniasisi Zos Lomelech, Limsochein Beni Amelech. She didn't do it, Umiprezehi Ruya Gamkin Lahavi Gulo Olam, Kimeato Lotchila Lotitzla Davar Kiim. So, Davar B'Shem Amro is a Midas Emes Amuka B'Nefesh Ha'adam. Asher Inena Nosenes Lo L'Hisater Ba'atar Shein Shalo. V'Asher Yadahu Sholel Me'atzmo Kol Ma'il Shein Shalo. I recognize not to take anything that is not mine in terms of credit, in terms of my reputation. So it's a Mida of Amar Davar B'Shem Amro. So again, it's not, but again, both of those all about... then the Pirkei Avos, but again, that's what the Sfasemes brings up on our Gemara. Why didn't he quote the name of Rav? And it relates to the issue of you have to quote the original source, or just the people in the middle, or just the one that you heard it from. Right? That's the it seems like from that Gemara, the first and last, at least. Okay, says the Gemara next line. Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi Mishmei Da Abaya Afanan Amitanina. We also our Mishnah. We have a Mishnah that supports the Shita of Rav Chisda, that ain haktara mefagelas haktara. Again, what's the case we're talking about here? Machlokes, if I think during the haktaras komets about pigel for the haktaras lavona, is that pigel? So Harifi de Pumbedita says yes, and Rav Chisda says no. By the way, we paskin like Rav Chisda, right? Ein haktara mifagelas haktara. The Chavetz Chaim points out that I would have said it's kosher. It's kosher. The Rambam seems to say it's pasul. It's not pigo, but it's pasul. So that's the Chavetz Chaim just points out, and he's not sure exactly where the Rambam got that from. The Rambam here in Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashin, Perek Tezayin, Pasik, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, I'll just read it, Tezayin Ches, the Chavetz Chaim says, we always have to know Lamaskan, Halacha Lamaisa, what we paskin, in all these cases. Sevechen Adin, says the Rambam. V'chein adin b'shnei kivsei atzeres im shnei alechem habos imoim shim chashem achshav esman bekfasim nispaglu shnei alechem chashev sheyochal mishnei alechem lomachar shnei alechem pigol bekfasim einan pigol chashev ba'achas me'arba ha'avodos lechol kezayis mibsar hazevach im alechem ulomachar halechem levada pigol v'adodo akfasim eino. I'm sorry, I was reading from Yud Zayin. I'm like, this is the proper halacha. I'm sorry. Tezayin Ches. I was reading from Yud Zayin Ches. Tezayin Ches. Chashe b'shas haktara sakomet, sheyakta levon lebachar. Ein apigol. She'ein haktara mifagala saktara. V'chenim hiktar levon levada, o akomas levada, v'machashiv lecho shayim lebachar, harezeb psula v'ein apigol. She'ein mifagala b'chazi matir. So, the first line he says, ein apigol, and the next line is, harezeb psula v'ein apigol. But the Chavetz Chaim understands that seems to be the same, in the same context, that he says it's not pigo because ain't mafagla b'chazi matir, but it is psula. That's the impression that he gets from the Rambam. Okay, so let's continue now. So Afananim Tanina, Rav Yaakov Bar Idi says the name of Abaya, that we also learned this in the Mishnah. Shachar echem enakvasim lechem menel lamachar. If I shecht one of the kifsei atzeres to eat from it. Lamachar, who pigol? The chaver or kosher. It is pigol, because it had a pigol, mefagel, and mispagel, and the other keves is kosher. Lechol me chaver or lamachar, shneim kshirim. But if I only thought about the other one, they're both kosher. So isn't that similar? One keves to the other keves, the komets to the lavona. Isn't that similar? My time, ala mishum. The kima de lav matur di dehu, lo mati mefagele. One keves is not matur the other keves, so it's just like the komets is not matur the lavona. So, wouldn't that be a support of Rav Chisda? The Gemara answers lo, Hasam hu dolo ikva b'chad mana, as Rashi mentioned earlier. Over there, it might be worse, because the two kvasim are not connected, right? They're two animals. They're not nikva in one kli. Aval hachad ikva b'chad mana ki chad damu. It could be that it's different. There's no raya from that Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah's not a raya against, but the Mishnah's not a raya, and therefore, the Harifi to Bapadisa are defended that Mishnah is not a raya against them. Period. Ha Amar of Amnuna. Ha Milsa. So we have two little hashkafic agadic discussions today. So one of them we just had, here's the other one. Amar of Amnuna. Ha Milsa Avla li Rabbi Chanina. This following halacha, Rabbi Chanina was Mavla. What's Avla? Right? Bala is like to swallow. Avla, caused to swallow. Rashi, Hat Imeni Vilimdeni. He gave it to me to taste. Hatimeni, he taught it to me, but he made it sweet. Hatimeni vilimdeni, and he taught it to me. V'tkila li kakula tamudai. And this chiddush is so amazing. It weighed to me, meaning on the scale. If you put all the other rest of the Torah on the scale, you know, it balances it out. T'kila li, Rashi, shkula li, klomer chaviva alai. It's a great vart. Great vart. This probably would not have been in our top 10 varts, this detail in Hilchos Menachos, but the Amoram, Kula, Kala Torah, Kula, this was their life, so, you know, all of Torah was equal to them. All types of Torah. Tzkil li kakula tamudai. Right? It was equal like all the rest of the, all the rest of my Torah. Right? There is a Gemara in Ervin. One shouldn't focus on one part of Torah and say this is better, this is more than other parts of Torah. But we mentioned there, the Rasha says there, another Achronim say on that Gemara. Doesn't mean that you can't say, oh, this is my favorite. It just means I can't put another source of Torah down. I could bring some Torah up. I could say, this is my favorite, this is great, I love this thought, I love this Gemara. That's okay. Right? One could be excited about Torah. Right? As we have mentioned in the past often, that part of the Hana'ah that we get of Talmud Torah is a major part of learning, right? We like to quote one Rishon, one Achron, related to that, right? We're Bavim and Ahar. One of the Rishonim in Mesechet Nedarim and Daf Memches. The Gemara there, the Mishnah there mentions in Nedarim that if somebody makes a neder from a city, I can't get any Hana'ah from the city. The Mishnah says that I'm not allowed to use the Svarim of that city. Right? The Sifrei Torah and the other Svarim. So ask the Rishonim, the Rav Avinahar discusses, what about Mitzvah Slav Lehenos Netnu? Right? Mitzvah is not given nitan lehenos. What about the shofar of the city? What about the other lulav of the city? Only the svarim are aser. So why are the svarim aser? Right? Mitzvahs lav lehenos enu. Halachically, mitzvahs aren't defined by the hana. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says because mitzvahs are defined as an ol al tzavarenu. It's a yoke. It's a burden on our necks. It's not defined by hana. So Rav Menahar says that applies to all other mitzvos, but not Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is an exception to the rule. Talmud Torah has Pikudi Hashem Yishar Misamchei Lev. Part of the essence of Talmud Torah is the hana'a, the pleasure that we get from it. And if we don't always get pleasure, that's the goal. The goal. And it's defined by that, right? Even if one doesn't feel it. Even if somebody does not enjoy learning Torah, they're not allowed to learn Torah when they're sitting in Avelos. Right? Because Talmud Torah is usher for an Avel, and it doesn't go by subjective standards. It goes by objective. Talmud Torah is defined by Hanan. Therefore, nobody would not allowed to learn because it is defined. Right? And that's why the Svarim are off limits, because that they are the essence of that usage is a Hana, and that would nitan lehenos. Right, and that's also, he doesn't quote it, but that's the comment of the Egle Tal in the Hakdama to his Sefer, the Sachet Shavar, where he writes that there's a toss before some. There's a very famous mistake people make, that they think that the highest level of learning is where you learn totally lishma, dry, and not jumping and getting hana and enjoying it. If I learn lishma, when I do it, l'shem, because Hashem told me to do it. Says the Egle Tal, I've never heard something farther from the truth. Right? The greatest level of learning is where I learn for Hashem's sake, but I enjoy my learning, and I get a geshmak out of it, and I can't wait to get it, I can't wait to do it. That's the greatest level of learning, and that's when it's nivla bidamo. And that's when it goes absorbed in the blood of a person. It becomes part of me, right? When I enjoy it and when I love it, right? That's the highest level. So again, halachically is defined as b'kudi Hashem Yishar Misamchei Lev. And not only that, it is what the goal of my Talmud Torah. Again, a lot more sources. The Taz also talks about this in Shulchan Aruch. That's lasok b'devei Torah. It's the only mitzvah where we ever say v'ha'arevna. Right, by no other mitzvah do we say, Hashem, please help me enjoy this mitzvah. Help me enjoy the mitzvah of lulav. Help me enjoy the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. No, whenever we make a bracha, right, we don't make a bracha on some of those mitzvahs, but whenever we make a bracha, we don't have a special tefillah as part of the bracha, except by Talmud Torah. Right, we don't make such a bracha because Talmud Torah is different. V'ha'arevna, right, and that's what this Tana, Rav Hamnuna, just taught us. Rav Hamnuna said, "Oh, this is such an unbelievable word. I was so excited about this." So, what is it? Let's see what it is now. So, Hikdir Kometz Lahakdir Lavona. We're going to go with Argirsa for a moment, right? What's the case? I'm sorry. Hikdir Kometz Lahakdir Lavona. I'm Makdir the Kometz to be Makdir the Lavona. Le'echol shirayim l'machar. So according to our girsa, and this is the way Rashi has the girsa, Rashi says, Hachi garsinan, I was makter the kometz with two thoughts. One of my thoughts was to be makter the lavona lacharzmano, and one was to eat the shirayim lacharzmano. Right, that's right. Two pigol thoughts. So pigol, so says the says Rabbi Chanina, and Rav Hamnuna got excited about this. So that's pigol. Right, that's the both sides of that. That's look at Rashi for a second. Hachi garsinan, hikter komets lahagdir lavona lechol shirayim. Velo garsinan vilechol. Vezepi rusho. Hikter komets almanas lahagdir lavona lamachar. Vi almanas lechol shirayim lamachar. Right, I have in mind to do both of those. So that's Rashi's. Let's just read the Gemara according to Rashi, and then we'll get back to the other pshatim. So my kamash malon. What's the chiddush of that line? Right, ihaktara mifagela saktara. Kamashmalan, if that's all you're teaching me, like the Harifi to Pumpadisa, right? You think during the comments about the Lavona. So Lema, just say that case. Hikter Komas Dr. Lavona. E Mafaglin Bachati Matir Kamashmalan. If the Chiddush is Mafaglin Bachati Matir, right? It's thinking about the comments about the Shirayim. Like Rabbi Meir Shita, Lema Hikter Komas Lechol Shirayim Lamachar. Right? Just say that case. E Travayu Kamashmalan. If you're trying to teach me both of those Chidushim, that Haktara, Mifagalas Haktara, like we learned today, and Mifagle Machatzi Matir, like we've learned the past couple of days. So, Lema, Hikter, Kometz, Lahakter, Lavona, Vilachal, Shayan, Lamachar. Right, either or. Right, either or. It doesn't sound like, why do you have to have a case of both? Right, if you did this, or if you did this. Right, the Lashon sounds like he Bedafka had both Kavanas. Right? If you want to teach both of those chidushim, so why do you write it this way? So Amar of Adabar Ava, La Olam Kesavar, Ein Haktar Mefagelat Saktara, Ve'ein Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir. Really? Both of those. Veshaini Hacha, why here? That's the chidush. Because you had both of these thoughts. Even though if with just one of those thoughts, they wouldn't have worked. Because we all like Rav Chisda. And we all like the Rabbanan, who say, but when I thought both of these things, Chiddush Gadol. With this type of thought, there's Pigel related to everything. You've thought about Pigel during the Komets, you've thought about Pigel relating to the Lavona, and you've thought about Pigel relating to the Shirayim. So even if each one of those wouldn't work, but if I think about both of these thoughts, then Lamaisa, he had a pickle thought related to every part of the Avoda, and it would be pickle. Right? How does that work? Right? That's the intricacies of that are discussed here by the Achronim. If each one is a problem, so why does both of them together, how does two zeros make a one? But, as we said, if the issue is just that, each part has to be Ein Mefagel Bechatzi Matir, but here you have pickle related to the other Matir. And you have Pigel related to the item that it is matir, right, which solves the haktar mefagelas haktar problem. So that's why it would work. Good. The way that the Rambam, as is pointed out, has the other girsa that Rashi does not have, and that is what is the Rambam's girsa. So what is the case that the Rambam says here? Let's read that halacha again. Chachav haktar zakom shiadu levon lamachar ain a pigel, as we just said. Aval. Here's how the Rambam reads our Gemara. Im hikdiras akometz levado, v'chashev sheyaktir levona lamachar. That's the first line. I'm makter the kometz, I think that I'm going to do levona lamachar, but then I don't. I do the levona bismano, amanas lachos shirayim lamachar. That's the case. V'yachar kach makter levona, v'chashev shachos shirayim lamachar. Harei ze pigel. Sharei pashta machshev esman v'chala mincha. So that would be. Even though the first half, if I think during the Komets, about the Lavona, we paskin, Haktar ain't mefagelas. But here, I didn't end up doing that. I thought about the Komets to do the Lavona lachazmano. And then I end up not doing the Lavona lachazmano. I do the Lavona bismano, and I have the machshava to eat the shirayim. That's good enough. That's good enough for Pigel, and that's good enough for mefaglin b'chol hamatir, because ultimately I had a Pigel thought during both matirin, and I thought about the shirayim. That's how the Rambam understands the case. The Sfas Emes has a third shot. The Sfas Emes says, maybe there's another idea how you can understand this line, just kipshuto. He quotes the Rashi, and then he quotes the Rambam, Pirish Rashi, Varamam lo Pirish Kane, and then he quotes, Umehatema ala Kesef Mishnah, Shehetek Pirish Rashi al Divya Rambam velo Herkish, Shemuchulokanhem of Divya Gemara, why the Kesef Mishnah didn't point out the difference. And then he quotes, Velule Harishonim Zal. Sfas Emes could say that. Without the Rishonim, I could come up with a third shot. And look at the words. It fits into the words. Dechishe b'shas haktaras hakometz lahaktir levona b'machsheves achila shirayim lamachar. During the haktaras kometz, I think that I'm going to do the levona with a machshava to eat the shirayim lachazmana. That's the case. It's all one machshava originally. That's what it sounds like from there. Dechishe b'shas haktaras kometz again lahaktir levona b'machsheves achila shirayim lamachar. Ki heichi demachashvin me'avod elavoda b'psul shalol lishma sheshachar almanas lizrok shalol lishma pasul hu adin heicha dechishe b'haktaras kometz sheyaktir alavona b'psul machshava de pigel. Right? I think during the kometz that I'm going to do the lavona with a machsheves pigel thought. That's the case that works for pigel. The afilu emneima the keagad a la pigelu become makom up bemes. Even if you say the other one's not pigel, this would be either way. Three pshatim: Rashi, the Rambam, and the Sfas Emes. In all those cases, good. We continue now. Last four lines of the parak. Toni tanaka made Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba hikdir kometz leechol shirayim l'divrei hakol pligi. If somebody's back to the kometz to eat the shirayim l'divrei hakol, that is pigel. So Gemara says, what do you mean that's pigel? Miflag pligi. That's the issue of chatzi matir. So that's not l'kuli alma. That's machlokas. Ela ema l'divrei hakol pasul. So, Divrei HaKol Pasul. Gemara says, "V'lei Mari Zepigel V'Reb Meir." Why do you have to change the word from pigel to pasul? Just change Lukuli Alma to Rebbe Meir and keep it as pigel. Answer: Tana Divrei HaKol Asniyua. The Tana had Divrei HaKol in the Brisa. Pigel Pasul Michlaflei Harei Zeb Divrei HaKol Lo Michlaflei. It's easier to assume that there was a mix-up with the word pigel and pasul than to think there was a mix-up with Divrei HaKol and Rebbe Meir. So that's why it's easier to change the name than to change that. Good. Adron Lach HaKol Metzatz HaMincha. We get now to the second HaKol Metzatz HaMincha in a row. Here we go. Continuing issues of pigel. We start the 20-blot parak of HaKol Metz Rabbah. In 3 weeks from now is when we get to other items besides Menachos, right? The beginning of Perakat Chelas on Daf Lamed Ches, that gets into other issues in the Masechta, but now we continue for the next couple of weeks with issues of Mincha. Hakom et az mincha lechol davar shein darko lechol. Ula haktir davar shein darko lahaktir, kasher. If somebody's komets the mincha, as we had, I think lechol, that I'm going to eat, I have in mind to eat something that's not derech to eat, like the komets, to be makter something that's not normal to be burned, like the shirayim. Kasher, right, because pigel has to be about something that is normally eaten or normally burned. Rebbe Elazar Poser, Rebbe Elazar is posel. He says no, it would be good enough here for at least psul. Lechol davar shedarko lechol lahak davar shedarko lahakdir. Pachos mikazai is kosher. That's also not good enough. Lechol kachadizai is lahakdir. Kachadizai is kosher. Those are not mitztarif. She'en achila vaktara mitztarfin. So we had all of these already in the context by Zvachim, and here it is the by Menachos too. Rashi points out we also had this earlier on Daf Yud Beis. The chatzi zayis of achila naktara. But Rashi says the chiddush here is Rabbi Eliezer, right? Even though Rabbi Eliezer says by a machshava shelo kedarko, he's gozer atu kedarko. He's not gozer pachos mikazayis atu kazayis. That's what Rashi says. The Mefarshin, the Tosfos Yontif here, wonders that if the Gemara seems to say it's based on a din daraisa, not mishum gzera. So difficult in the Rashi, but that's a discussion here of the Tosfos Yontif. Amar Rabasi Rabbi Yochanan, my time at Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say, as we have right here, why does Rabbi Eliezer say pasul? So that was Rashi said, atu gzera. Doesn't sound that way. So Amar Kra vim heyachel yeachel mibsar zevach shlamav b'shtei achilas akazem medaber. The double lashon of heyachel yeachel mibsar zevach shlamav, talking about shtei achilas. Remember, this is the context of pigel, because pigel is in the context of shlamim, right? So shtei achilos, echad achilas adam, echad achilas mizbeach. Lomar lecha, it teaches me that you can mix and match kishem shemachashvin b'achilas adam, kach b'chashvin b'achilas mizbeach. The thought could be about achilas adam or achilas mizbeach. Ukeshem shemachashen miachilas adam achilas adam or miachilas mizbeach lachilas mizbeach. Kach mechashen miachilas adam lachilas mizbeach or miachilas mizbeach la adam. According to Rabbi Elazar, you can mix and match. Davar she'ein darko lahaktir. I can think about to burn the shirayim. I can think about eating the komets. Right, based on pashtus adin daraisa. My taima. Where exactly is the limud? Mida afkinu rachmana. We take out the next word, balashan achila, because the Torah uses a lashan of achila twice, one referring to the mizbeach eating. So if the Torah refers to the mizbeach eating, and when we talk about a human being that's also eating, same word is used, that's how you know that you can mix and match. V'rabbanan haidafkin rachmana balashan achila. According to the Rabbanan, why does the Torah use the same word? Deloshna, to teach me something else. Deloshna ki mechashi b'loshan achila lemizbeach, v'loshna ki mechashi b'loshan aktar lemizbeach. It's just to teach me that not you can mix and match mizbeach and adam, but just that the mizbeach you could use either word. When you burn something on mizbeach, it could be referred to as haktara, it could be referred to as achilas mizbeach, but not to teach me that it can be related to achilas adam. Inami, or to teach me ma achila b'kizayis av haktara b'kizayis, or is to teach me the shear of haktara on the mizbeach is also kizayis hu la'olam achila d'orchei mashma. But the Rabbanan would say that you cannot mix and match. Period. Tosas points out here, don't I already know that tema? Lamali kralahachi. You need a pasuk to tell me that when the mizbeach consumes, it could also be called achila. Tepikle mi de ikri achilas eish achila. We already know that. We had that back in Zvachim, that Achilas Eish is already called a Achila. Chishiv sheyachlu klavim lamachar, sheyachlu tochlu Eish lamachar. Remember we discussed that? And the Tosfos continues a couple lines later. V'yesh lomar de'itzrich l'ribuye hacha, sheyachlu ha-mizbech lamachar, af al pi shelo hizkir Eish. Dimikra tachlu eish lo nafik elam kein hiskir eish. Maybe achilas eish we already know, but just achila we wouldn't have known, says Tosfos. And then he says va'onira, maybe that's talking about the basar and not just the emurim. What's the difference between achilas eish and achilas mizbeach? So the Brisker Rav says achilas eish, you would have thought maybe that only means once it's totally burnt up and it's ashes. Achilas mizbeach might just mean it would consume the shear that it has to consume. So it could be a difference between, that could be the svara behind Tosfos. Achilas eis means totally burned up, totally nothing left. Achilas mizbeach just means the maisa of consuming of the mizbeach, but it doesn't have to be in full. Okay, good. V'Rebbe Lazar, how would he answer back? The Rabbanan, im kein lifta rachmana, im heachel heachel, inami im yeachel yeachel. You should have used the same word just to teach me that. My heachel yeachel. Why does it use different words? Shmas minotarti. That's to teach me both. The fact that it uses different words means that is there to teach me both. Tosfos here points out in Tosfos my that we have throughout Shas on both sides of the issue. Sometimes a double lashon is dibra torah klasha b'nei adam. Sometimes we remove and die from every word. Sometimes we say the same word is there to teach me something. Sometimes, if it's a different word, is there to teach me something. Tosfos says you have different gemaras on either side. Tosfos quotes 20 gemaras all about this issue about when do you say it's extra, when do you not. Period. Amalei Reb Zeir Ravasi, v'taima de Reb Elazar mishum hachihu. If you're telling me that Reb Elazar is based, Reb Eliezer is based on a pasuk mida oraisa, and therefore, even if it's shalom kederech, it is included. So karis nami l'chayef. So why isn't it regular pigle? Why is it only puzzle? It should be pigle. Heachel yachel includes even if you have in mind haktara davar shalom kederech lehuktar. V'chitei machinami. And if you want to say it's true, it's not. V'ha'atu da'amrit b'shpeid Rabbi Yochanan. Moldi Rabbi Eliezer she'ein onish karis. Right? You already quoted Rabbi Yochanan that he does not hold karis. Amar lei tanoihi. It's a machlokas tanom what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Alibi Rabbi Eliezer. Ikalamanda Omar psula daraisa. Even piglin, you'd get kares for it. Meaning, if I think to eat the burn the shirayim lachrasmano, or eat the komas lachrasmano, Rabbi Eliezer might hold pigle. Ikalamanda Omar psula darabanan. Some say daraisa, some say darabanan. Titania. Hashokhan, it says zevach lishtos, and this relates to the Rashi we mentioned on the Mishnah too. If somebody shechs a zevach, so we're going to bring a parallel about shelo kaderech from behemos, and we're going to relate that to our case of mincha. If somebody shechs a zevach to drink from its dam lamachar, how much dam? Question of the achronim, right? Is it revius? Is it kazayis? Right? If somebody has that in mind, lahakdir mipsar lamachar lechol meimur of lamachar. All of these are shelo kaderech. Kosher, Rabbi Eliezer posel. That's the first line in the Tosefta in Zvachim. So, kosher, according to the Rabbanah, because it's shalok kederech, Eliezer apostles. Lahaniach midam alamachar, what if you have in mind just to leave over the dam? Machsheves hinuach, as we had. Rabbi Yehuda posel, Rabbi Yehuda says, even that's posel. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, afbezu, Amar Rabbi Lazar, afbezu, Rabbi Eliezer posel v'cham machshirim. Rabbi Yehuda says pasul, and Rabbi Elazar says this is also the machlokes tanoim. So Rabbi Yehuda alibi daman, who is Rabbi Yehuda going like when he says machsheves hinuach is pasul? Ilem alibi derabbanan, is he going like the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan would say if you leave it over, it's pasul. Hashtu ma hasam deka machashi balashan achila machshei Rabbanan. Hachala kol shekein. Right, machsheves hinuach is included in a, let's say, a maisa shtiel amachar. So if you leave it over for Lamachar and you do something Lamachar, it's not going to be pasul. So surely just leaving it over shouldn't be pasul. That's included in the machshava that they already said was not a problem. So Ela libe Rabbi Eliezer. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is saying a shita even within Rabbi Eliezer. V'yaf v'amar Rabbi Lazar, and what does Rabbi Lazar say? Af bazu, there's a machlokas. Rabbi Lazar posa v'chal machshirin. So Rabbi Lazar hain Rabbi Yehuda. So according to this, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yehuda are saying the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, it's pasul, but he's only saying that according to Rabbi Eliezer. And what's the next line of the Braisa? They both, they argue about this too. And who says it's pasul? Rabbi Eliezer. So both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer are saying that this is the machlokas tanoim. So el alav, what must be the difference between them? Kare seki binayu. It must be the machlokas between them is how far does Rabbi Eliezer go in this type of thought? Of shalok, a pigol shalok kederach thought. The Rabbi Yehuda savar lahaniach psula ba'alma. Bahana kares nami machayev. right? Lahaniach is a psul. But the other ones, that's mamish kares. V'asar Rabbi Elazar lemeimar, idividi pasavayimbo kares. No, Rabbi Elazar would say no. Even Rabbi Eliezer would say it's only pasul and there's no kares. So isn't that what they're arguing about? So Gemara says, no, there's no raya that you have to say that. Lo, de kuliyama kares leka, everybody might hold that there is no kares by a machsheva shalo kederach. V'hacha gimel machlokas badavar, and really there are three shitas here. Tanakama savar, bahanach pligi, right, of this brisa. The Tanakama says, the only machlokas between them is if you have a thought to do something, shalo kederach, to burn the shirayim, to eat the comments. Lahaniach divri akal kasher. Machsheves hinuach fishur is kasher. That's the Tanakama Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda, when he said in the Mishnah, in the Brisa, Pasul, Savar Bahanach Pligi, the early ones, Pligi, Laniach Divrei Akol Pasul. Everybody would agree, Machshev Hinuach is Pasul, even the Rabbanon. My Taima, Gzeiras Mixas Damo, Atu Kol Damo. It's Gzeira. We know if you leave over all the blood, so that's an Issadar Isa, right? We learned that from elsewhere, Rashi quotes. So even the Rabbanu would be goes there, leaving over Mixas, Atuko, the Chaldom, Psula Dar Isa, Ditanya, Armalan Rabbi Yehuda, Iyatam Odinlim, Shinichul Machar Shepasol, Chishel Nichul Machar Nami Pasol. So that's what the Rabbi Yehuda said to them, and the Rabbanu might answer back, no, only if you leave it over, not if you think about leaving it over. But either way, that's the second Shita. Fiyasa Rabbi Lazar Lameimar, Afbazu, Rabbi Lazar Posavacham Machshirin. Rabbi Elazar would say, no, even here is a machlokas. The Tanakhama says, everybody agrees Machshav HaSinuach is kasher. Rabbi Yehuda says, everybody agrees Machshav HaSinuach is pasul. And Rabbi Elazar says, Machshav HaSinuach is also a machlokas. Okay, we'll have to stop here. There's more issues of Dam to discuss, but we'll have to pick up with that with the Savar. Okay, we'll stop here.